I mean, I was like really fortunate. The left wheel went over my left leg over the femur.
Yeah.
It was a clean break. But yeah, I was, you know, extremely lucky not to go over my torso or my knee.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Okay, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we're back this week with the super cool and super great good friend of mine, Mr. Ian Kay. Ian has been performing stunts for over 15 years, and unlike many stunt performers, got into the industry with a background in dance. Ian and I met on Harry Potter, and like me, he has also doubled for Dan. Ian has an impressive credit list, including Justice League, Attack the Block, Game of Thrones, Pan, and Avengers. In his interview, he tells us about his accident that he had on set, the people that inspired him when growing up, and what his proudest stunt is. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Brilliant. So, thanks for joining us today. Do you mind introducing yourself and tell us how long you've been involved in the stunt industry?
My name's Ian Kay, and I've been on the stunt register for 15 years, I think.
15 years.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And how did you get into the stunt industry, and how did you find out about it?
I don't know if it's by accident, but I went to dance college and they was doing an audition for like a film there, and I went along to the audition, did some gymnastics and that, and then, yeah, ended up doubling Macaulay Culkin's younger brother for a movie, yeah.
And what was the film?
Leprechauns.
Oh, right, cool, yeah. So that was your first introduction to the stunt industry?
Yeah.
And then you heard about the register and the qualifications?
Yeah, I met a load of stunt guys on that movie. And they said you'd do really well doing stunts because of your height and ability. And, yeah, the rest is history, really, yeah.
Cool. So you decided to train. Can you tell us some of the disciplines you trained in?
I did gymnastics, judo and dance. They're my three main sports. But I did, like, fencing, high diving, swimming and stuff like that as well.
Yeah. And what was your dance background in? What kind of dance were you doing? Like, tap or...?
I did the whole lot, yeah. I did... ballet, tap, jazz, modern, contemporary. Cool.
Yeah. Have you been asked to do that on screen to this point? Or?
I don't think I have actually. Oh, no,
because I feel like there's probably a very thin group of stuntmen that can also tap dance, right? I don't know.
Generally,
that's
not many would admit it.
I think tap dancing is the coolest thing. I don't care.
Really, like, I'm really difficult.
It's really very
hard.
Yeah.
It's been hard. I've taken a couple of lessons and it was useless. And
I'm amazing at it now.
did you find like that having had a mind for like choreography and stuff is good for like fight scenes and that kind of has it? Do you think does it relate in that?
You know, I didn't. I didn't really think that it would, but it really does. Yeah, timing, flexibility, awareness of working with people and around people as well, but. Yeah, because when we're doing sort of like fight choreography, in my mind and in my head, it's basically like a dance that I'm doing. And so when I did dancing, you learn different sequences and they're quite long as well. So it really put me in good stead to learn fight choreography and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm really chuffed to have that background and it's helped me out like a lot.
Awesome.
Brilliant. And so obviously you've had a career spanning over 10 years now. And can you tell us some of the films that you've been lucky enough to work on?
The Harry Potters. Yeah. It's been That's been really good. I learned a lot on that. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Star Wars.
Yeah, and the new one, that is.
Yeah, the new Star Wars, yeah.
So we're going to list off a few of the regular stunts. I was wondering if you've done any of these. Have you done a car knockdown?
Yeah.
Have you done a fire job?
Yeah.
Have you done a high fall?
Yeah.
Have you done any underwater stuff?
Yeah.
Have you done a car into water?
No.
Not yet. Car off of a height, clearing the car?
Off a van, which we'll go back into, where I had my accident, but...
All right, well, do you mind explaining what happened? And
I was playing like a creature, a character with a big headpiece. And there's two of us. I was on the front corner of the van and another friend was on the side, and it takes off and it swerves off to the left and the right. And yeah, my timing was a bit wrong. And yeah, I had a big headpiece on as well, so my vision wasn't that great. And also there's a big smoke effect as well. So we was up against it as well a little bit.
Yeah. So a job which is generally difficult anyway, which was, you know, holding and clearing a car whilst it was in motion.
So wait, so sorry, what's when you say holding and clearing a car, you're...
So car comes in, skids, and then you're to clear the vehicle, is that right?
No, I started on the vehicle.
Started on the vehicle?
Yeah, on the front corner of the bonnet.
Yeah.
So I had like little foot pegs, but they were like tiny. But it was a tricky one.
Yeah.
And it was a night shoot as well.
So it would have been difficult without the headpiece and all the other distractions.
Yeah,
When you put the costume on, when they add the lights and the smoke effects, it can make it, you know, what was a difficult job even more difficult.
Yeah, and it's a little bit... I've always said this as well, like, you know, you do stuff like high falls and stuff like coming off a car, but to me it's like the action before, you know? It's not actually the stunt that's difficult, it's... what you have to do before the stunt, you know?
The performance in part of the stunt. And again, your dancing background and your performing background, you feel like that's definitely giving you an advantage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So what happened when you had the accident? So did you get run over by the vehicle? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I was, like, really fortunate. The left wheel went over my left leg, over the femur.
Yeah.
It was a clean break. But, yeah, I was, you know, extremely lucky not to... go over my torso or my knee. Yeah. I mean, I was out for 5 months and then back working after that.
Yeah, and what, full leg cast for the recovery?
No, a pin inside from my hip to my knee.
Oh, really?
Two screws in the hip and then one in the knee. And I was fine, but like, and I was kind of struggling. The past 2 or 3 years I was struggling, so I had to take the screw out of the knee just to free up. It was hitting nerves in my leg and I just couldn't train properly, but now the screw's taken out of the knee. Really good now.
And was there ever a time in that 5 months when you were recovering from that, or like in the immediate aftermath of it happening, when you were just like, why do I do this? Like, why am I going, like, or was it just like, can't wait to get back to work, you know?
No, I think because when it happened, I was kind of young, so I was still eager to do stunts, you know, and get back into it. But, I don't know, I think it mentally affects you a little bit as well, you know, because you sometimes question maybe a stunt and what you're doing, and you kind of, after that, you kind of know the consequences, if you know what I mean. So when you have injuries, it's all well and good. You go to hospital and, you know, have your operations. But I think sometimes, you know, being honest, it does mentally scar you a little bit, and, you know, you have to get over that, you know.
Yeah. And you have to find a way of...
That's the toughest bit, is to do that, you know?
Yeah, and then come back to work and not second-guess yourself,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's important that you mentioned, like, going back to training, and it's important that we sort of raise the fact that even though when stunts aren't working, you're constantly training, constantly improving yourself and constantly looking for new skills to add to your stunt CV, basically. So what do you do outside of work to sort of improve yourself and get new skills?
Well, one of the skills I didn't do for the register was horse riding, so I've learnt that along the way, which is another good skill. I think with me, because I tend to double a lot of people, like kids, teenagers, I tend to sort of like, I need to have like a wide range of skills rather than...
Yeah. But you keep fitness levels up as usual at home, but
then
you might go rock climbing one weekend, or you might, you know...
Yeah, I've taken on like... jiu-jitsu at the moment.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, it's good.
How do you find that, being small in stature? Is that something that actually lends to that sport for you?
Yeah, it's totally all technique.
Yeah.
You have to be strong, physical, but if you learn and master the technique, you can be as small as you like and take on someone quite big.
Really?
And it's kind of, because I had a judo background, it's kind of helped with my jiu-jitsu as well, you know, so, yeah.
That's great. Guys like yourself, you get a ton of doubling work and often like a lot of performing work because of there's a lot of people you can double. I mean, you've done multiple, you were on part of it. You did a stairfall for me on What If.
Yeah.
Damn stone steps.
Yeah,
down
that was
very hard steps.
Yeah, it wasn't very. But no, it was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Cool. Well, just speaking of that, you know, you've done a few stairfalls.
Yeah.
And how do you find those? Are you one of those, you know, go as fast as you can, or do you try and take the sting out of the stairfall?
With stairfalls, you just kind of got to go with them, really.
Okay,
you can't. You can't rehearse them. I went quite quick on.
I was going to say, yeah, on your one. I remember was pretty fast.
Got close to the banister as well, the metal railing at one point.
And it was very funny. Like it was a comedy bit. Like I go up and get punched in the nose, and then Ian falls down the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh no! Cool. So it was backwards.
Yeah.
So again, the risk in there is hitting the back of the head on the step.
Yeah.
Even like the neck, obviously. So. Again, roll backwards, put some pace in it, tuck your head in, and hope for the best. So, just other films and things that you've been on. Have you managed to get on the Thrones, Game of Thrones?
I've done bits and pieces on it. Yeah.
Any superhero films? Any of the Marvels?
Yeah, I did Justice League.
Yep.
And Avengers.
Oh, the Age of Ultron one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, cool. And how do you find? Do you enjoy being part of those big productions?
Yeah, it's good. I'm pleased to be working on, tick the box for the Marvel and DC now as well, so.
Yeah. And do you get a lot of satisfaction when you see a performance that you've done on the big screen?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you ever go like, that's me, like, the next year?
A nudging my wife going,
Have you got a favourite stunt that you've done?
It'd be the binge drinking commercial I did.
What was that?
It was Know Your Limits. It was like a alcohol awareness campaign.
Oh, yeah.
It was a 50-foot fall off scaffolding. It was
The premise was you were drunk, confident in the commercial, climb up the scaffolding to try and prove to your mates that you're very brave, slip off the scaffolding, don't drink and climb. Yeah. But it's a really good job. It's really and again, like a great awareness commercial that goes out. Went to cinema release and TV
release. It's a big commercial. Yeah. I was proud to do it, it was really good.
Yeah. So, again, throughout your career, have you ever had a stunt where you thought, this could go wrong here, you know, I'm, you know, right on the edge of your ability or what you were willing to do?
The answer to that is no, because if I did, you know, something will go wrong, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you can't be in that mindset when you're doing that, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you should just walk away from it.
Yeah. And have you ever turned a stunt down?
No.
Would you? If you felt like you were capable of doing it?
When I was younger, probably not. Since I've had my accident, probably yes, if I didn't think it was right.
Yeah.
I just learned a lot from, you know, my accident.
Pain's a hell of a teacher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? Were there any, like, growing up, were there any, like, movies or action sequences that you particularly like? Like, were you into action movies as a kid?
I wouldn't say sort of action. Mainly sort of like, because of my dance background, there's kind of three people who I sort of like inspire and I look at is like Charlie Chaplin's one of them, again, for all his movement and his comic timing. Jackie Chan, again, for his movement and his preciseness and his creativity as well when he does do his fights, the way he uses his props. And he did a scene called Shanghai Noon. And I think it is a 3-minute long take, and it took them a few days to get it. And just to watch their timing and the preciseness of everything, to me, that is, you know, just genius, you know. And there was one more other guy. He's called Russ Tumblin. And I don't know if you know him. He plays Riff in West Side Story.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And he plays Tom Thumb in the old Tom Thumb.
Oh, right.
And again, check him out, because the way he moves, he's a dancer that does acrobatics as well, and he's just incredible.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The way he moves is just effortless, you know?
Awesome.
It's really good.
And So are you up to a full member now?
I'm intermediate now, so I'm working my way up to a full member.
Working your way up to full member. And have you got aspirations to coordinate in the future?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it'd be nice to.
What about, what would you say is the biggest difference between, like, the public's perception of what a stuntman is and what it actually is to be a stuntman?
I don't know. It's quite funny, because when I say I'm a stuntman, they think, oh, well, cool, that's a great job. But I don't think the public really know or understand what we actually do.
Right.
And the risks that we take, and, yeah, I just don't think that they really grasp what we actually do, you know.
And I was just saying, like, do you feel that sense of community in the stunt community, that you've got good friends and good support and co-workers?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I'll never forget the people who came to see me in the hospital when I had my accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the phone calls afterwards and stuff like that. And that's what I appreciate. If I know anyone who's injured, I'll give them a phone call to see how they are straight away, because it meant so much to me when my friend's done that for me, you know.
What would you say is, you know, different about stuntmen that keep you all coming back to this place, that, like, what makes you love it, I suppose?
Just the variety, you know. Every day is so different, and it's a challenge as well, you know. And as we were saying, there's so many different people on the stunt register, different characters, and they all come from different backgrounds, and it's good when they're all together, you know, because it's just such an eclectic group, you know.
Now, what do you say to family members and your wife and stuff when you go to work? Surely they must be nervous.
I don't tell them any stunts I'm doing before.
Beforehand, yeah.
Only after, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a common theme for everyone. Like, we don't tell anything beforehand. No. Once we've done the job, we'll go home and say, oh, I've done a scary job today.
I texted my wife the other day after I'd done something. It was a wire gag with an explosion. And I just texted her saying, I did a big gag. It went really well. And I just left it at that, you know. Because after my accident, she was getting worried and that, so.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
And are they proud of you as well and what you achieved?
Yeah, really proud.
And can I ask, when did you guys first meet?
Potter 3, maybe?
Two.
Yeah, did you come in for an observation day?
I don't know if it was an observation day. It was to be your stand-in.
Oh, right.
And I met you and Greg Powell.
Yeah.
And he's in, like, a porter cabin.
Yeah, classy, isn't it? Yeah,
freezing cold. And I think you just crashed your car.
Yeah, I crashed my car a few times.
And you're saying it wasn't my fault. And Greg's going, I'm sure it was your fault. What happened?
Yeah.
And so then after that, he made him buy a smart car.
Yeah. I had a really nice, fast little Citroen. And then I wrote that off. And he was like, you're buying a smart car. Yeah.
So yeah, you bought a smart car to try and calm him down, slow him down.
That didn't work.
And then about a month or a year later, we went and bought the sports smart car. He's trying to build his way back up again.
Brilliant. Awesome. So, you've been in some of the biggest movie franchises in history, the Marvel, the DCs, the Potters and the Star Wars. So
Tick, tick, tick. I've had a great career. And
there's hope many more. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great being your friends as well.
Oh, mate, thank you so much. It's great having you here, and thank you for, like, coming in. And
Thanks for being here.
Okay, thanks again to Ian for joining us this week, and thank you to everyone at home listening in. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Cunning Stunts, and no doubt we're right in the middle of lockdown right now in the UK, and you guys are probably going crazy. We're all in the boat together at the moment, so keep your chin up, stay strong, and stay safe. We'll be back very soon. Until then, thanks for listening, and take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.